FM fans, I decided something last night. I even looked it up on the internet. I really believe it's true. The problem with U of M from here on out, and there's going to be problems. I'm just telling you. When Jim Harbaugh is on the sidelines and he's kind of like this, he's looking out there. He's got his cap pulled down and he's got old vintage glasses. He looks like Woody Hayes. He does. He looks like Woody Hayes. I'm telling you what, that's a bad thing. Got to change his glasses. He's got to do something because it's going to be like the ultimate curse on you. I want you to know that. You look, you will see. He looks like. Last week we talked about forgiveness. You heard that in front of the kids this morning. Forgiveness. And it was interesting. Many people got a hold of me. People made comments about this whole idea of forgiving. And it's not easy. It's not who we are. It's not our nature. But as I looked at my sermon notes, and as I relived what I'm preaching about this morning, I was super convicted that this week is even more challenging than last week. This week, the lesson from Proverbs shows us what many people would think is a dirty word. Many people who call themselves Christian would see it as a dirty and an unproductive word. And that word is tolerance. Being willing to be tolerant of other people. Tolerant of other ideas. Tolerant of people who may not look like us, sound like us, think like us. Tolerant in the world in which we live. There's three passages that I chose this morning. First, chapter 19, verse 11. It says, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. Patience, the ability to overlook an offense. Then chapter 28, verse 11. A rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. A poor man who has discernment is richer than the rich man. Or chapter 29, verse 7. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. See, all of these passages speak to the ability to have patience, to have wisdom, to have tolerance, to be able to think about other people before thinking about how you might win or how you might take the upper hand. And again, I know that this idea of tolerance sounds bad to many. It sounds bad because tolerance provides wiggle room. For many people, they see wiggle room as a bad thing. They want this world, they want our lives to be black and white. They want to keep God in a box. They want to keep people in boxes. But the idea of being there for the poor of heart, the poor of spirit, whatever it might be, is something we don't like to do. You see, for those who are lacking, for those who are struggling, for those who need that growing room, for young people especially, Are we able to be tolerant? Are we able to smile versus frown on those who are struggling? Instead of pointing to the rules, instead of rehearsing in our minds the failures that are going to happen in their lives, instead of being ready with a word to say, aha, I told you so, we might be tolerant people. That we might stoop to reach out. And when we stoop to reach out, we offer hope. We offer humility. We offer understanding. As I really thought about it again, these words stuck in my mind. If we are tolerant people, then we are people who understand there, but by the grace of God, go on. An ability, again, to not think about having position or power or having the ability to say, I've arrived, but to realize that those that are hurting and struggling need for us to come alongside and to bow down, to stoop down and bring hope and humility and understanding. But so often we tend to be intolerant, unwilling to overlook mistakes and challenges. It's from Proverbs 19, verse 11. Unwilling over people's shortcomings. We love to tighten the string of guilt. If we can heap guilt upon guilt upon guilt and slowly crush the spirit of people, we seem to enjoy it. We enjoy standing on the verbal shoulds and musts of our lives. And again, it's that whole idea of those frowns pile on shame upon shame. A broken spirit, overwilling to overlook differences, setting ourselves up as the standard. If only they would act like I act. If only they believed what I believe. If only they could suck it up like I can. Intolerance, where there is again a heart within us as intolerant people that isn't broken. A heart that is unbreakable. A heart that is judgmental. A heart that has no compassion. And again, all of this can be very subtle. It can be a simple look at, who do they think they are? What a dumb thing that was. And the words stick in our mind. Maybe again, it's avoidance. Well, I don't want to be around people like you. Maybe it's excuses. Tolerant or intolerant. And again, it isn't easy. Someone wrote a little bit of a story about it. Or a writing, whatever you want to say. And I think it's fitting. It says this from Carl Menninger. When a trout rises to get the fly, it gets hooked on the line. And it finds itself unable to swim about freely. It begins with a fight, which results in struggles and splashes and sometimes escape. But often, of course, the situation is too tough for him to handle. In the same way, the human being struggles with his and her environment and with the hooks that catch him. Sometimes he or she masters the difficulty. Sometimes they don't. They struggle and all the world sees it. All the world naturally misunderstands them. It's hard for a free fish to understand what is happening to the hooked fish. What kind of a fish are we? What kind of a fish are you? I would guess that most of us here would say we're free. Most of you I know and Most of you aren't hooked on something. Most of you aren't hooked in certain ways of living. And so many of us free fish have never felt the sting of a hook. The sting of maybe not belonging, the sting of looking differently, sounding differently, the sting of making poor choices or decisions, and the world looking in. Many of us don't know that panic, that choking panic of being caught, of struggling to understand where the next turn is, of knowing we made a mistake but having no one to talk to about it. And our world filled with, again, intolerant people who just want to judge. We don't know that feeling. It's easy to become proud. And when we become proud, pride becomes who we are. And when pride is there, intolerance is right there. Or if you were to read Proverbs 30, verse 14, it talks about when we live in intolerance, our teeth become swords and knives. And we devour those who are afflicted and needy. Those who we consider below ourselves. So how about it? Be honest with yourself. Be honest within your heart. Or Psalm 139, search me and see if there is any hurtful way inside of me. Is there any intolerance? Or is there a generous spirit? Is there a spirit which is helpful? A spirit which is broad-shouldered? A spirit which is big-hearted? It might really be hard for the free fish to understand, the caught fish, but it's possible. It might really be hard for those of us who proclaim to have our lives all together to understand those who are struggling and stumbling, but it is possible. How do we know it's possible? Do you remember the story of Jesus and the woman who was caught in adultery? The story when they wanted to stone her and Jesus steps in and says, whoever's without sin, you go ahead and you throw that stone. And they all kind of looked at their shoes. All those free fish suddenly were convicted. All those people who wanted to judge and hurt were enlightened for the need of tolerance, of a loving spirit to help this person grow rather than to crush them completely. And how does that story end? When Jesus looks around and says, do any of them condemn you? And she says, no. And he looks at her and says, then neither do I. Jesus, the one who is the freest fish of all. Jesus, the one who is completely free and without any sin, is able to connect, is able to understand her pain and look at her and then I don't condemn you either. So what does it look like? What would our world look like if we could be tolerant instead of intolerant? How about this? The healthy can be patient with the sickly. The strong have no trouble adapting to the weak. The quick do well with the slow. The thin and physically fit refuse to judge those who struggle with their weight. The productive have understanding of the drudgery. The wealthy can really imagine the pain of being poor. The quick in mind know what it's like and know the embarrassment of being the slow learner. The coordinated become the awkward. The pragmatic become philosophical. The engineer respects and tries to learn from the artist. The stable and secure work on understanding the fragile and the fearful. Tolerance, intolerance, free fish, hooked fish. Again, last night as I watched that football game, I kind of thought about the way that our world has changed. When I played football, I was coached and I was told, you help whoever is on the ground and you help them up. It didn't matter what team. The reality was everybody was at war. Everybody was competing. Everybody was hitting one another. And if you hit somebody hard enough to drive them into the ground, if they reached out their hand, you reached back and you helped them up. I didn't see that. What I saw instead last night was an ability to maybe, I can get away with flinging this guy to the ground when he's out of bounds. Nobody will see it. Maybe, just maybe, I can step on this guy instead of helping up. Maybe, just maybe, if I can get an extra kick into somebody's head, I'll do that. No tolerance. Who will we be? God calls us to be people of wisdom. And God's wisdom says clearly, when there are people struggling, when there are people who are on the ground, help them up. If they think differently, if they look differently, if they smell differently, it doesn't matter. Be tolerant of those who are, of those who are hurting, of those who are struggling. And when we are able to do that, we become a blessing. Just as the covenant in the Old Testament says, we are blessed in order to be a blessing. So this morning, as we come full circle in this, there are poor people out there. Are we tolerant? How do we feel when we pull up next to the people with the sign on the side of the road and they stand there and they push that sign in your face and we think, oh, what a bunch of losers. Who are we? When you see your pastor who struggles with his weight and you're healthy and fit again, well, you know, he's got lots of problems. Whatever the case might be, are we able to listen? Are we able to learn? Are we able to capture someone's heart so that the engineer and the artist can create something beautiful for the future from two very different places? This morning, tolerant or intolerant? A free fish with a bad attitude or a glad attitude? A willingness to look at somebody with a completely different uniform, completely different team colors, completely different agenda than yours, and say, here, let me help you up. We're in this thing together. Amen.